So BBC Radio 4 want to hear about your memories of shopping on the high street. And I actually was born in a town called Scunthorpe, and I lived most of my life in a small farmers market based town called Brigg. Now, a lot of the shops in Brigg were very in well, they're independent shops. I think when I was young there was, oh, I can only remember Boots really as a big sort of a high street name. There was a toy shop that was independent. There was a game shop independent as well, and I absolutely loved them. I spent most of my time in those shops. I remember the toy shop very, very fondly. It was green wooden outside. I think it might have been single or double glazed windows, massive windows. You can see all the toys. Used to go in there, and my friends, because behind the counter, these massive jars of sweets for pick and mix. Again, you don't see that very often these days, but I used to go in there because I collected things like Polly Pocket and My Little Pony. That was just the sh it was so easy to get into the town just to buy my little toys and stuff with my pocket money. Otherwise, Scunthorpe and Grimsby was my next closest place, and that meant asking my parents to drive me there and stuff. So it was a sort of practical place to go. And the game shop I do remember very, very well. The gentleman that run the shop, very, very nice. We got to know him so well. He could trade old games, he'd give you money for them. They had three arcade games, you know, like the joysticks and stuff. You put like 50p in and you get a play. And now they're gone. They're gone, and that's because mostly due to the fact that they built a bypass around the town centre. And not only that, I mean, to me, a bypass goes around the town and you have the option of going to drive into the town, but that's not the case with what happened with Brigg. Most of Brigg town centre is paving now, and so you can literally drive around this town and not know anything about what's inside this town. And to me, things like that can really kill off a town. Another thing was it was famous for its farmers market, but the original farmers market that I remember fondly, it was where what is currently a Tesco's. You could see it very easily from the car if you're going past, and we used to go, "Oh, let's go there, Mum, let's go." I remember all the rabbits and stuff, and I used to want to buy them. Not really understanding why they were these farmers were selling rabbits. I thought they were just pets, but no, they weren't. And that's been moved quite far away. I mean, I've seen it, but I would never have known without popping down that area. And the area that it is, I think it's down where the council is now. It's unless you're going down that area to begin with, you would really not know, or if you know someone who's told you. Things like that really have killed it. When I go up there now, because I've now moved and got my own family, it's quite sad, really. I do have a friend who's still got her shop there, and they still do fairly well, but it is very quiet walking down those streets. And to me, it's not just the internet that's a problem. It can be literally to do with the fact that you are just skipping a whole town, and it can really affect it so badly. Thanks for listening. Bye.